Okay, Dwayne, you had a soda that's 25 cents. And Rod, you had a large orange, french fries, and hamburger that's 95 cents. Thank you.
Okay, here's a dollar, and you can keep the nickel.
Oh, Rod gave me a nickel. Oh, not four pennies, but a nickel. Rod gave the kid a nickel.
Here's,
a whole
Shirley,
nickel.
Shirley. Here's some more. Here's another dime.
Thank you so much. Dwayne, okay, rerun. Now, you had a sundae, some french fries, and a pie a la mode. Hot dog, chili, side on the onion rings, malt. Hey, this is going to take some time to figure this out.
Hi, Raj.
Hi, Dee.
Oh, hi, Lee.
Hi, Dee. Where you been?
Think about it, Rira. Mouse is Mickey Mouse doll and a Disneyland banner. Now, where do you think we've been?
Disneyland?
You got it, Sherlock.
Lee, you know Rerun and Dwayne already.
Yeah, hi, fellas.
And this is Shirley Wilson.
Hello, Shirley.
Shirley, that's Lee Henderson.
Oh, hi. Oh, I have to do this on the adding machine, Rerun. You up to triple figures.
Lee, would you care to sit down?
Oh, gee, no, thank you, Raj. We really got to get going. I got a lot to do before dinner.
She's a little anxious about the dinner she's cooking for you tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm trying to make everything you might like. A nice juicy roast, candied yams, apple pie, chocolate layer cake.
Oh, that sounds great, Lee.
Well, nothing is too good for Bill's children.
She's a wonderful woman, Dad.
You're so right, son. listen, Dee, you go on home with Roger. We'll see you later, all right?
Okay. Thanks for taking me to Disneyland.
And we sure had fun, didn't we?
Yeah.
Eating all those hot dogs and going on all those rides.
Yeah.
And I would say it was just about a perfect day, huh?
Just about.
Yeah, well, we gotta run. We'll see you at 7:30.
Don't be late.
Hey, don't worry, we won't be.
All right. See you later.
See you, sir.
Okay,
bye. See you.
Bye.
Well, you must have had some good time, huh?
Are you kidding? I had more fun getting my measles shots.
What about all the fun?
The only fun thing was getting on the flying Dumbo ride. Lee got sick.
God, that must have been embarrassing.
Daddy thought it was cute.
Well, Daddy is in love.
People think everything is cute when they're in love.
Daddy's not in love.
He's not?
Who could love anyone who wears high heels to Disneyland?
She's got a point.
Oh,
hi, Mama.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mabel.
Hi, darling. Well, kids, how was dinner?
Dinner was fine. We had a good time, didn't we, Dee?
Sure, if you like standing in line in a pizza joint.
Lee, I thought you were cooking at home.
I was, until I burned the roast.
Well, that's all right. We put out the fire, though.
Well, that's good.
Hey, what do you think, Roger?
About what, Mama?
You didn't tell him?
Well, no, I didn't think that the pizza parlor was quite the right place to tell him.
Tell us what?
Bill.
All right, sit down, Roger. Well, now, I have a very important announcement to make, and it concerns the whole family. Now, as you know, Lee and I have been seeing each other for a long time, and we've had our ups and downs, but all in all, it seems that we're able to tolerate each other's bad habits pretty well.
And one of yours is dragging out a story.
There they go, laughing and joking again. What a fun couple.
Yes, well, what I'm trying to say is Lee and I are getting married Saturday morning.
Married?
Yeah.
To each other?
Well, that was the idea.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic, Lee.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
Wow, congratulations, Daddy.
Thank you, sir. Hey, I want you to be my best man.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful.
Well, all right. I'll get some paper and I'll start making lists.
Wait. Lists of what?
Of lists. I mean, we gotta have lists. That's fantastic, Lee. That's great.
And Dee, we would love you to be our flower girl.
Oh, I'd love to. But I can't make it on Saturday. I have plans.
What kind of plans?
I watch cartoons.
Not this Saturday, you won't.
Lee?
Yeah.
What would you think if we put some flowers along the railing here so that when you came down the staircase in your bridal gown?
Roger, your dad and I aren't planning on getting married here.
You're not?
No, Roger, we're going to get married at City Hall.
City Hall? You can't get married in City Hall.
Why not?
Because that's too cold. I mean, this is your house. Well, it's not your house, it's our house. But we're your children, and you should be in your children's house. And it's also Mama's house, and that was very dumb of me, and I'll see you in City Hall. Tell you what.
No, Roger, what you say makes a lot of sense.
It does?
Could have fooled me.
I think they should get married here. Not only are you both your father's children, but you're going to be Lee's stepchildren.
Like Hansel and Gretel.
Well, what do you say, baby?
Well, I think what Mabel says makes sense. And I also think that Mabel is a wonderful woman.
Oh, thank you. And so are you.
Why, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, the book says the key to a successful informal wedding is to make each guest feel at home. This is where you, the ushers, come in. You should introduce yourselves to the guests as you seat them and engage in light banter as you proceed down the aisle.
Rog, what is light banter?
You know, small talk like, hi, nice weather we're having.
Hi, nice weather we're having. What if it rains?
Then just forget the light banter and take them to their seats, okay? Now come down here. The guests will enter from here. You will greet them here. And the light banter will begin here, except for you, Rerun. Then you take them by the arm and proceed down the aisle. Oh. Dee, will you move this stuff out of the way?
No.
No? Hey, we have to practice ushering for the wedding. It's very important.
I don't see why everybody's making such a big deal out of this stupid wedding. What I'm doing is important, too.
And what are you doing?
I'm making a pair of camping shorts for Snoopy.
Hey, hold it. I'll get it. Dee, get all that junk up from there. Boys, get those chairs from out of the middle of the floor. I'll take it. Hey, come on in.
Thank you.
Hi, Mabel.
Mabel, this is Reverend Burke. Reverend Burke, this is my ex-wife, Mabel Thomas.
Thomas.
And these are my two children, Roger and Dee.
How you doing, Reverend Burke?
Well, Bill, you didn't tell me you were going to get married in your ex-wife's house. No, I think that's just strange.
Reverend Burke, these are my friends, Rerun and Dwayne. They're going to be the ushers.
Ah.
Hi. Nice weather we're having.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Well, shall we get on with the rehearsal?
Yeah, let's get on to business. Now, when the ceremony starts, I'll be standing here behind the altar.
Excuse me, Reverend Burke, sir.
Robert, is that it?
No, sir, Roger.
Roger.
Roger Thomas. Yeah. I'm the best man.
Well, you have a question, Roger.
Yes, well, before we move on to the wedding party, I would like to discuss your entrance.
My entrance.
Yes. See, I'm going to have a bank of flowers along the banister here. And I thought it'd be kind of dramatic if you could sweep down the stairs.
I don't sweep, Roger. I walk.
And I love it. I love it. Walking is so good for the heart, it uses feet. Now, the, since we're going to have white flowers, I was hoping maybe you could wear a red robe.
Roger, I'm a member of the clergy, not the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Oh, yes, sir. Quite true. No disrespect intended, sir. But where will you make entrance from?
Well, I'll wait in that room there. Uh-huh. And when the ceremony starts, I'll enter through the door.
Ah, the door. Good idea. Walking through the door. Short and to the point. He's going to be walking through the door, Mama.
And Bill, you follow me out. Then your bride and her father.
Excuse me 1 minute, Reverend Burke, sir.
What is it, Roger?
Couldn't Daddy and Lee come in together? I was reading an article on second weddings, and
Roger,
it's...
Roger, they can come in any way they want. Let's just say they arrive at the altar somehow. I'd like to get on with the ceremony.
Oh, great, because I got tons of ideas about that.
Roger.
But you go ahead and take a crack at it. That way you'll feel more involved, okay?
The flower girl and the best man should take their places.
Right, right. Excuse me. Let me get over here.
Now, the ceremony is really very simple. There's no need going over it point by point. I'll just say, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today, etc., etc. If anyone has any objection to this man and this woman being married, let them speak now, etc., etc., etc.
Well, I'm speaking now. Object. I don't want them to get married, and I'm leaving now.
Dee!
Etc., etc.
Twins!
Etc.
She got herself locked in a room, and I can't get her out. I even tried to bribe her, but she said she wasn't allowed to take money from strangers.
Well, isn't anyone gonna do something? She ruined my wedding rehearsal.
Yeah, well, maybe I was a little soft on her. I'll get her out.
Hey, Bill, if I were you, I wouldn't go up and yell at her.
Hey, I know how to handle my own kid.
Just a minute. She's going to be my stepdaughter.
Well, going to be is a lot different than is.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, going to be married is a lot different than is married.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, that is supposed to mean...
Oh, hold it, you two. I don't mind you getting married here, but you can't fight here.
That's right. No fighting. This is a wedding rehearsal, not a marriage rehearsal.
You're right, Roger. I'm sorry, Lee. I guess this has been a nervous time for everybody, huh?
Yeah, I know it. I'm sorry, too.
Hey, look, everything's gonna be all right. I'll handle it. Why don't you two go along now, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Mabel, right. Thanks so long,
see you,
Roger.
See you tomorrow, Lee, Daddy. Bye.
Bye. Okay, sweetheart.
Now, Mama, what are we gonna do about Dee?
I'll handle it.
Good. Mama, what are you doing?
I'm handling it.
How?
By waiting until morning. When she gets hungry enough, she'll come out.
That's Dee up there, not Rerun.
Well, she's a little upset right now. We have to be patient with her. After all, it's not every day a little girl's father gets married, you know.
Well, if it's okay if I see if I can talk to her?
Well, you can try.
Dee, open the door now. You've been in there long enough.
I haven't been up here that long. I still recognize your voice.
Come on, let me in.
I can't. I'm up here with Snoopy, and he doesn't want to be disturbed.
Dee, if you open the door, I'll buy Snoopy that pup tent he's been wanting.
And his camping gear?
And his camping gear.
And a few dollars to put into his pocket just in case something comes up.
You got it.
Not me, Snoopy.
Snoopy's got it.
Say, I love you, Snoopy.
What?
Say it.
I love you, Snoopy.
He didn't hear you.
I love you, Snoopy.
How was rehearsal?
Crummy.
Good.
Dee, why are you messing up Daddy's wedding?
Because I think he's making a big mistake.
What big mistake?
Her name is Lee.
Look, Dee, there's nothing wrong with Lee. I think she's a very nice person. I mean, so what if she can't cook?
But you don't know her like I do. If Danny marries Lee, he can never get on the Flying Dumbo ride again.
He'll adjust. Dee, I know it's hard for you to accept the fact that Daddy will have a different wife. I mean, it's even a little hard for me to accept that.
Then let's don't accept it. Let's both lock ourselves in here.
Dee, aren't you forgetting something?
Food?
No, Daddy. Lee makes him very happy.
It'll pass.
Oh, now, come on, Dee.
But if Daddy marries Lee, he can't marry Mama.
But there's no way that Mama and Daddy would have gotten married again anyway. Now, you know that.
But I always hoped that one evening when Daddy dropped you and me off from a weekend, Mama would say, "Why don't you stay for dinner, Bill? We're having ham." And Daddy would say, "Thank you, Mabel. You look awful pretty tonight. Is that a new dress you're wearing?" And Mama would say, "This old thing." And Daddy would say, "Well, you look different. I mean, I see you in a whole new light." Then a lot of stuff would happen that you think I'm too young to know about. Then all of a sudden, they'd be married again.
And that's a beautiful story, Dee. Except for one thing.
What?
They made each other miserable when they were married.
So what's a little misery? It's better than being alone.
Mama isn't alone. She's got us. I mean, besides, Mama likes being on her own. She has no one to answer to. She does as she pleases. She makes her own money. And she never felt better.
How do you know?
She told me.
That may be what she told you, but I know that every woman needs a man.
And what makes you think Mama doesn't have a boyfriend or two?
Mama has a boyfriend or two?
That's right. Mama may be single, but she is not out of the game.
Well, where are they? Get them over here. Let's take a look.
Let's get one parent married at a time. Come here. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Well, just about everybody is here.
How many people are here, Raj?
Let's see. One, two, three. Let me get
this. No, I'll get it. I'm the usher. Hello. Nice weather we're having.
Where I sit, fool?
Are you on the bride's side or the groom's side?
Why, are they fighting already? Thank you.
So how we doing here?
Okay.
All right, hit it.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join in holy matrimony this man and this woman. If any person shall have objection as why these two should not be united, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Now, Repeat after me. I, Lenora.
I, Lenora.
Take thee, William.
Take thee, William.
As my lawful wedded husband.
As my lawful wedded husband.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Oh! To cherish! That's big stomach!
Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
I, William.
I, William.
Take thee, Lenora.
Take thee, Lenora.
As my lawful wedded wife.
As my lawful wedded wife.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
The ring, please.
The ring, please.
The ring?
It's in your pocket.
Here you go. Here you go, Rev.
With this ring, I thee wed.
I thee wed.
As a token of my undying love.
As a token of my undying love.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh! That's how you ate it, Miss Thomas.
This is true.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, congratulations, Lee. You're a beautiful bride.
Oh, thank you, Mabel. And thank you for the beautiful wedding. Dee, you look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Dee, I'd like us to always be friends and even more than friends.
Let's leave it at friends.
Fair enough.
Just make Daddy happy.
I promise I'll try, and if I get into any trouble, then maybe you can help me out?
Okay. Then we can work on being more than friends.
Oh, terrific.
Now tell me, is everything all right with you now about the wedding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna spend lots of time with Lee and me, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to make lots of trips to Disneyland?
Maybe. Daddy, you wrinkled my dress.
That's all right, baby. The wedding's over now.
This wedding is over. But who knows? One of these days, I might have to suit up again.
Oh, stop!